listening to songs really give me an idea what we are going to do in heaven. Praising the Lord forever. And the best thing is that we are going to do that in Spanish. And you know, the Hispanic people, they are conquering your country. And it's time that you start to learn the language. And it's not easy to be in front of all of you, my brothers and sisters, this morning. I have like a butterfly in my stomach. But I'm here because you are part of something that is going happening down in South America, especially in my country, Colombia. I didn't realize until some time ago that this church has been involved with the work in Colombia from the same beginning. And I'm here with my family, my daughter, my two daughters, and my wife. They don't speak English. But in some way, my wife said, "Honey, when you speak in English, I understand much better when the other people speak to me in English. Because your accent is so excellent and it's more easy for me." Well, I was here about more than 2 years ago. This is the third time I'm on of all of you. And I want to share a little about what is going on down in Colombia. Is ready? Okay. I want to begin reading this passage in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. "The word which Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it will come about that in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains, and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many peoples will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.'" I wanted to use this passage because in some way represent our work in Colombia. In 1976, my brother wrote this letter. "Mr. Chandler, when the people get confused, they usually don't know where to go. Some time ago I was very confused, and I found a text of the Bible. It made me feel good. I am a prisoner in a federal institution. Here I met Gary Latham. He has a course about Bible study, and I think that is marvelous. I would like to learn more about the Bible with your system of teaching. I'm 22 years old, and I want to clarify my way. I don't want to stay on darkness. Do you think that I qualify to get the course? If you think so, I shall be deeply thankful to you. My name is Carlos Restrepo. The English is not my proper language, but I can read it and I can write it too. I don't speak the English with good accent, but I understand it very well, so I think that is enough." And really, it was enough. Next year, he wrote this second letter. "Dear Ellis, although you don't know me, and I don't know you, I think we can feel the happiness of being child of God. I have been a Christian for a few times, and I became a Christian when I was in the United States with the true teachings of Danville Church of Christ. I would like to learn more about God's word because in my country there are not many people who is Christian. and I need some more studying so that I can teach them the truth. Would you like to send Royce Chandler to my country to help me learn more about God's Word? I know you want to do it, because I feel you know it's necessary to give the truth to those who don't know our Lord Jesus Christ. I have faith that many good things shall happen to my people if they know God's Word. Loving Christ, Carlos Restrepo Jr., my brother. He is unfaithful. He fell away 3 years later. But in this letter, in the last part of this letter, he said something that continued being truth. I have faith that many good things shall happen to my people if they know God's word. Mr. Chandler went down to Colombia in 1977 with another man, Juan Portain, a man that have been supporting him for many years. That is what I know. And from that time, you have been involved with the work in Colombia. And I didn't know until a few time ago. In those years, we had absolutely nothing in Colombia. Only one Christian, my brother. But after that, when he decided to work preaching the gospel, teaching to our people the truth, we could begin the work in the city of Bogota, where we have now 9 churches of Christ. We have another church in Agua de Dios. We have a church of Christ in the city of Manizales. Also, in the town of Chinchiná, in the town of Neira, in the town of Anserma, in the village of La Dorada, in the city of Ibagué, in the city of Cali, in the city of Palmira, close to the border with Ecuador, in the city of Pasto, in the city of Ipiales, in the city of Arauca, in the border with Venezuela, in the city of Cúcuta, and also in Becerril, in the city of Barranquilla, and in the city of Cartagena. I showed you this map about more than 2 years ago. Now, what I want to show you is what happened after these 2 years. But before that, I came in that time asking for help. Not for me, for other men that wanted to preach full time. And the same thing that happened in 1977, I'm having response from people, and especially from this church. In the city of Cali, we have a little man. His name is Pablo Ramirez. This is the meeting place of the Church of Christ in the city of Cali. And here is Brother Pablo Ramirez. He married this year with this young lady. Her name is Judy. When I began the work in the city of Cali 5 years ago, I was giving some lessons on what is the word in English? Subliminal messages. But considering the works, books, tracts of the Jehovah's Witnesses, this lady was a member of one cult in Cali. She tried to kill by herself 3 times. And when she came to our services, I was presenting these kind of lessons. And she became so concerned about her soul, and she wanted to be saved. Months later, she was converted, and now is the wife of this gospel preacher that you are supporting in Colombia, Brother Pablo Ramirez. ceremony. He's very happy now because he's like 36 years old and she's only 24. Inside of the church building with some of the members in the city of Cali. Also, in the city of Bogota, you are supporting another man. His name is Henry Jerez. That is here. He works for two churches in the city of Bogota. The church in El Rincón and the church in El 20 de Julio, that means 20 of July. Here is him with his wife, Sonia. In front of the church building in the city of Bogota, some of the members, other side of the church building, and also this is the other place in the other side of the city of Bogota where they have the meetings inside of the church building with some of the members there. Palmira. Palmira is a city 4 hours and a half far from Manizales and just 30 minutes close to the city of Cali. Maybe you remember that I have a radio program in my city all week, 30 minutes each day. Thanks to the radio program, we could begin many churches in the area where I live. Our brothers in the city of Cali decided one day to have their own radio program. And they asked me to help them with all the records that I have in CDs of my radio program. And they were using the radio program. One day, in this city, Palmira, here is Brother Pablo Ramirez. This woman, member of a Pentecostal church in Palmira City, she was listening to the radio program. And told to his son-in-law, that is right there, about the radio program. And she asked him to make a phone call to our brothers in the city of Cali. He did it. And my brothers in Cali invited me to go to Palmira to study with this man. He had a little group in his house studying the Bible. For 4 hours, we were studying the gospel, answering all his questions. That was Saturday. The next day, him and his wife went to Cali, and during the service in the morning, they asked to be baptized into Jesus. And with them, we began the Church of Christ in the city of Palmira. You can see some of the members in this city. Rio Sucio. Rio Sucio means dirty river. It's a town 2 hours far from Manizales, where I live and preach. Rio Sucio is a famous town around the world because every 2 years they have a festival for 4 days dedicated to the devil, to Satan. For 4 days, people dress like the devil, with horns, worshiping him. But the good thing is that last year, by the end of last year, this man, his name is Norman, his wife Elizabeth, he called me and said, "Mr. Jaime, I am a farmer, and I have my radio all the time with me. And I have been listening to your radio program, and I'm very concerned. Here in Rio Sucio, I am a member of a religious group, but listening to the radio program and the kind of lessons that you are presenting, I'm concerned about my soul. And you say in your radio program, well, that we don't have to pay anything if we invite you to come to our town. That's truth?" And he said, "Yes, of course." And he said, "Well, we want to invite you to be with us. We want to study the Bible with you." I went the next weekend to his town, and he was waiting me with his wife, his brother, his sister-in-law, some neighbors, some relatives, and we were studying the Bible for about 5 hours. They have a notebook with, I don't remember how many questions. But they were eager. They were thirsty. When we finish our study, Norman said, "Mr. Jaime, we have to do something in this town. You know, they worship the devil each 2 years. Now in this January, they are going to have the festival and they have parades all day for 4 days. Kids, little kids, women, girls, all, and young people, they dress like the devil, worshiping him. And we have to do something in this town. Understanding now the truth, I want to be safe. But also, more important, one thing that is more important than this is that we have to teach them the truth. Not only for me, they need it too. Please, help us to begin the work here in Rio Sucio." We did it. And we began in this house, out of the country, in his house. From last year, beginning in October or November, we began having the meetings in this house. His older brother, Cristobal. This is a Sunday service with them. But now, we moved to downtown Rio Sucio, and we put a sign outside of the meeting place. And people that are crossing, they are asking, "Who are these people?" Well, they are very Catholics, but also they worship the devil. And now, this man that you see here, his name is Álvaro, Álvaro Sepúlveda. Álvaro is a single male. He was a member in the church in Manizales. But last year, in February of last year, he was baptized into Jesus. But before that, when I was studying with him, he told me one day, "Brother Jaime, one thing that I would like to do in the future, well, first I had to become a Christian, but one thing that I would like to do in the future is working for Jesus full time." He's the man that now is working with the church in Rio Sucio. And you can see inside of the place where we have the meetings and some of the members. You know this guy. You can see here the sign. One street in Rio Sucio, another one. But inside of this room, we have another little room where he's living. I told you that he's single. And when you are single, you can go anywhere without problem. When you marry, things change a lot. You can see his bed. That is the only thing that he has. And he's working full time, preaching in Rio Sucio. Now, we have a fight, a big fight with the devil. Because we are getting many contacts in Rio Sucio. And also people from other groups, they are inviting to us to study the Bible with them. Villavicencio. Villavicencio is a big city in the east of Colombia, going down to the jungle. Brother Jose Luis, moved to Villavicencio with his family. And in February of this year, we began the Church of Christ in the city of Villavicencio. Sorry, I don't have photos to share with you in this opportunity about Villavicencio. Caquetá, the town of El Doncello. This is a very special case. Why? Because this man, Brother Edilberto Olarte, I met him through a booklet that I wrote. I don't remember about what. But I had my phone number in the booklet, and he called me. He was a pastor, an elder in one evangelical church in the city of Bogota. And he became Christian. But this year, he had a brother living in El Doncello, member of the Pentecostal church with about 180 members. And he died. His sister-in-law called him in Bogota, asked him, please, brother, come to El Doncello because your brother died. And you have to be here ready for the funeral. Being there, you know, in the Pentecostal church, women, they have more power than men. They preach, teach, lead the songs, lead the prayers, do everything. Well, that happened in my country. I don't know how it's here. But in the Pentecostal church in Colombia, they have the women, they have the power inside of the church. His sister-in-law, knowing that he was teaching and preaching in Bogota, asked him if he could stay in El Doncello, replacing his brother from the pulpit and teaching the Bible to this Pentecostal group in El Doncello. And he said, yes, why not? It's a big opportunity to do that. Well, 3 months later, my brothers, 48 of them were baptized into Jesus inside of this Pentecostal group. And we have inside of the church building of this religious group in El Doncello, a church of Christ with 48 members. And he continued working with them. Amazonas, close to Brazil and Peru, is a very famous place in the world. Maybe some of the young people here can remember a movie with a big snake and a anaconda. That was the movie. That this is the big, big animal that you can see in this area of the country. But in Amazonas, that is a state in Colombia, we have a capital that is Leticia, in the south corner of Colombia. The Amazonas River crosses Colombia also. But you know, it's a big, big, so big river. It's like to see the sea. And just in the middle of this river, Amazonas, we have a little island. The name is the Fantasy Island. Like the TV show years ago with Mr. Tattoo. Well, the young people, they don't remember that, but others too. Now we have a Church of Christ in the Fantasy Island with 8 Christians. Now you can take a vacation time going down, and when you call to your wife and she asks you where you are, you can say, I am in the Fantasy Island with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, this is more or less what is happening after my trip here two and a half years ago. But this is not all. Right there is the city of Pereira. When I just married, I had a motorcycle. Well, that's the only time when you can have a motorcycle, because after that, having babies, you cannot continue having a motorcycle to take them to go any place. But for about 1 year, 3 times per week, I went to the city of Pereira. Because my goal was to have a Church of Christ in the city of Pereira. Thanks to God, I did it. 1 year later, we had 20 Christians in the city of Pereira. One brother from the church in Manizales asked me one day, Brother Jaime, I would like to move to Pereira and work with the church in Pereira. And we were agreed. But years later, he moved to work with the institutional church in Colombia. And we lost all the group in Pereira. All these years, I have been praying to God for another opportunity. And now he is giving to me that opportunity. He answered my prayer. We have now 8 Christians in the city of Pereira. We are looking for a meeting place in this city. And I hope that when I come back to Colombia next year, we can start again working hard, because we have many people in that city waiting that somebody teach them the truth. Especially because the radio program from Manizales cover part of the city of Pereira. Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is a town between Pereira and Manizales. Month and a half ago, a man called to my house. I was not at home at the moment. It was my wife. But she forgot to take his phone number. When I came back to my house, she told me about this man, and I asked her about his phone number, and she said, I forget to take his phone number. I prayed to God for this man. Please let him one more time the opportunity to call me. 2 weeks later, he did it. This time, I was not at home. It was my wife. But in this opportunity, she took his phone number. And I called him. His name is Jose Antonio. His wife, Rosaura. When I called him, he recognized my voice and said, you are the man that is speaking in the radio program. He said, yes, I am. Well, Mr. Jaime, I have been in many places, many groups in the city of Pereira in Santa Rosa, and I'm tired. They are asking for money all the time. They are not preaching the Bible. They are not teaching the truth. But in some way, I found you in the radio. And I have been listening to your radio program. And really, made me think a lot. Really, I want to know the truth. Just let me know if you would like to come to my house. And he said, yes, of course. The next day, I went to his house. This happened about 3 weeks ago. 3 days before my trip to the United States. For 4 hours, I was studying with him and his wife. They had tons of questions about the truth. When I finished, I present the plan of salvation, and these men say, Mr. Jaime, I'm ready. I want to be baptized right now. I don't want to wait. I have a pool in the back of the house, and I want to be baptized right now. I don't want to wait until tomorrow. His wife said, no, honey, you can't. Why not? You can't be baptized right now because I want to be baptized also, but with you. And in this moment, I can't. She has a problem in her bone. She has arthritis. Is that the word? Okay. I am feeling very well. He decided to wait for his wife. The good thing is that in Santa Rosa, they have a spring hot water. Yes? I call 4 days ago to know something about them. And the good news is that 5 days ago, they were baptized into Jesus. And they are the beginning of the work in Santa Rosa. For many years, we were looking for something that gave us the opportunity to get more people listening to the Bible. We were knocking doors everywhere. But the radio program had been for us a tool, a successful tool, that all places we are beginning churches of Christ has been through the radio program. Caldas, 4 hours far from Manizales, in the state of Antioquia, where the capital is the city of Medellin. Maybe for some of you, this name is familiar. But in Caldas, a family from Anserma moved to live in Caldas. And now we are working with them and We hope that next year we can begin the Church of Christ in the town of Caldas. One sister from Manizales is moving to the city of Medellin, and we are making the arrangements to see how we can begin the work in the city of Medellin. Also in Bucaramanga, we have now a sister in Christ, and we are working with her, praying to God for the opportunity to begin the work in the city of Bucaramanga. And also we have another contact in the city of Neiva. This is more or less what is happening after my life last time here dealing with you. I have a dream. Martin Luther King said when he was alive, "I have a dream." I have a dream too. That one day I can come to be one more time in front of you to tell you that all my country have the truth. That we have churches in every place. I told you that in the beginning we had absolutely nothing, just one Christian. And now we are about 40 churches of Christ in all Colombia. And expecting more. Caldas, my state. Manizales, my city, where I preach. A view of the city and the high mountains. We have the snow, but just in the top. If you want to see, you have to go there. It's very high. With my family, now I'm here with them. For my daughters, for our daughters, Andre and Natalia. Andre is 12 years old and Natalia, she is 9. This is the first time in your country. And I came with them because I want that in some way they can have an idea what is happening here, and especially that become more interested in the language. Because now, with things that are happening around the world, at least you have to speak two languages, Spanish and Spanish. A view of Manizales, another view, one more. In Manizales, we don't have a big place for our meetings, but we are doing something, putting all the people together. We are praying to God for another place where we can be more well, you understand. Coming back, we have different sections in the meeting place. This is one section, another one, and another one. And outside of the meeting place with some of the brothers and sisters that you have in my city. Also, I am working with the church in La Dorada, that is 4 hours far from Manizales, with the work with the church in Chinchiná, with the church in Neira, with the church in Anselma, and with the church in Rio Sucio. We began all these churches through the radio program. Somebody called or somebody came to the church building asking for the pastor. Because they believe that anybody that preaches in the radio program or is in front of a pulpit, he is a pastor. What is the pastor? And people come just asking for me and saying, "Mr. Jaime, I'm here and I want to be baptized. I was listening to the radio program. I understood clearly and I want to be saved. I don't want to wait. And I want to invite you to my town." We have people waiting that somebody go there to teach the truth. And we began. And we are continuing doing this work. Also, I have a website. It's in Spanish. But in the third button, say reportes, means report. But inside of that is in English. If you want to know what is going on, just go there when you have time. Make a click. Select the year that you want and the month. And you are going to read my report about the work in Colombia. And if you want to listen to our radio program, if you want to learn a little Spanish, Where is the microphone with the little radio? Make a click there. And you are going to see a list of sermons where I'm speaking in Spanish. We are reaching also many people through this way. Now we are using the technology. Or if you prefer, you can do other things. But remember this part of the letter where my brother wrote in 1977. I have faith that many good things shall happen to my people if they know God's word. And I continue having the same faith because now we are in a good part of the country. We are spreading the word of God in many places. And I hope that God continue blessing us until today with the success that we are having. All this has been possible because we have people like you in this country that believe in us, that have faith also like my brother in 1977, and continue having the same faith and helping not only Colombia, also other places where we are going with the word of God. I have faith that many good things shall happen to my people if they know God's word. That's the power, the word of God. If you want to contact me in Colombia, you can call me to my house. And please, ask to my wife to take your phone number. Or if you want to call me to my office, it's there. Or if you want to write me, that is my email. Or if you want to visit my website, it's right there. Brothers, sisters, my people ask me to give you a hug, a big hug, and a holy kiss. They are safe now. And we are saving more people. Through Jesus, through His death in the cross, through His blood, and especially because we have your prayers, your concern, and one day you wanted to be involved with the work in a foreign country. You don't speak Spanish, but don't worry for that. In heaven, we are going to speak the same language without problem. Praying to God, praising God, singing this song so beautiful. And I am waiting that day when you and me together speaking with the same tongue, the same language, without problem, we can praise the Lord forever with all the angels. You are not a son of God? You have the opportunity today. Jesus invites you. This is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow. It's not next year. Maybe someone, they are making plans for next year. We are in December now. But today is the moment to consider what we are doing. In the book of John, chapter 1, the apostle said, beginning in verse 11, chapter 1, verse 11, he came to his own. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. He changed my life. I was 13 years old when I listened for the first time the truth, when Mr. Chandler and Wayne Pertain went down to Colombia. I'm not going to tell you how old I am now. That is a secret. But today is the moment if you want to be saved.
Young people, you are not the future of the church. You are the present of the church. Always we like to talk about the young people like the future. They are not the future, they are the real present. You are the people that are going to do the same thing like me, like the elders here, like the preacher here, like the deacons here. We have to start right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. And Jesus is offering to us that bless. He came 2,000 years ago and died on a cross for you and me. And He invites you today to accept Him. He's going to forgive you if you want. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. If you believe in His name, raise your hand. And for me, would be a honor. For this Colombian Christian, would be a big honor to help you becoming a child of God. And if you are, and need to change your life, because you are not the kind of Christian that Jesus is expecting of you, this is the moment to change. To stand up and say, Jesus, I am here. I know that I am a Christian, but I have to change a lot. I have to be more faithful. And I want to invite you to continue fulfilling the big commandment in Matthew 28. Going anywhere, preaching the word of God. If any one of you want to accept this invitation, we are going to sing this invitation song, and during this time you just can raise your hand. Come in the front if you want, and we want to help you to fulfill this commandment. God bless you.